Okay, so it's 6 minutes past the hour, so I think I'll share my screen. You all can see the doc.
Okay.
So I think you should be seeing the document. Can you all see the agenda document?
I see just your mask cursor. Yeah, it came now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's basically the agenda that I shared with all of you as a PDF file. I mean, the items in there were discussed during our previous call. We might probably want to play around with it, maybe play around with the time slots, play around with the sessions. I mean, it's up to you guys. So go ahead.
You know, I believe the only concern was regarding, you know, the IANA session, the transition session, and the what, you know, Don recommended to have a breakout session. This is what were the two topics that we wanted to discuss to confirm today. Is that right?
So yeah, I mean, the first thing we would want to do today is to talk the draft agenda. I mean, is the setup okay? Would you like to play around with the sessions? Would you like to have one session before another? I mean, it's really up to you. I mean, I didn't receive much feedback from the mailing list other than some wanting the IAM transition and some not wanting it, and some wanting the planning for next new GTLD round, and some others felt that it was too early to talk about. So
too early, yeah. If we're not having, you know, more confirmed sessions, we just can't keep the same. But, you know, it is a bit too early for some, you know, planning for the next round. We're just starting with this round. So planning for the next round could be too early, especially depending on the type of attendees and who's going to attend the, you know, the forum. And for the other sessions, I believe, you know, keeping the CCTLD before the GTLD and other, you know, topics, I believe there is not that much, you know, need to be changed there, you know, especially for the first day. Except, I don't know, about the keynote address, are we having someone from, like, Tawal Boghazala to keynote here, or we're, you know, addressing somebody from ICANN, possibly?
So, but I mean, we are still not in, I mean, before we even can talk about the speakers and you know, the fine details of the agenda, I think we would want to send it out for, you know, comments, to receive comments from the community. But yeah, I mean, just to answer your question, I mean, the opening session would have somebody from the local host, somebody from the organizer. So the organizer in this event will be both ICANN and ISOC, so we will be having somebody senior from ICANN and another senior staff member from ISOC, I mean, or whoever they want to appoint to actually speak. We might have probably, I don't know, maybe the Jordanian minister of ICD. So we'll try to, I mean, keep it short. It's an 80-minute session, so it's 1 hour, 20-minute session. We can talk about the fine details of it moving forward. But just to give you an example of the forum that happened in Dubai, so the keynote address, we had Mohammed Nasser Al-Ghanem, who was the chairman of the regulator there. They were our local host. We had Akram Abdullah from ICANN. We had Mohammed Al-Bashir, who was nominated by ISOC. And I think we had a fourth keynote speaker. Oh, so we had one of our sponsors was a platinum sponsor, ARI Services. Their attendee actually was also at the opening session addressing as a keynote speaker. So it's ICANN, ISOC, local host, and probably a platinum sponsor.
Perfect. Then let's move forward, I think, with the, you know, discussing the first, as you said, the sessions, especially the IANA and the new GTLD planning. If we're replacing those, are we replacing them with the what Don recommended to have, which was something related to CCTLD, although we're having some, you know, some focused session about CCTLD, right?
Okay, so actually, I mean, within the program committee, this is, I mean, the agenda that we have agreed upon. Now, the next step would be to receive feedback from the community. So we have here two breakout sessions, and we have six slots covering six different topics. Now, when we receive feedback from the community, I mean, we might have to play around with the agenda to accommodate their request. Now, one of the issues is that, I mean, if we look at the timing, we actually start at 9 a.m. And finish at 6:10 p.m. Now, I'm not sure, is that too late for I mean, do you guys think it's too late? I mean, I tried to play around with the timing where I took away 10 minutes from each main session and then 5 minutes from a coffee break just to have more time for advantage.
You're breaking up, Fred.
So the concern here is that we start at 9 a.m. and we conclude at 6:10 p.m. So is that appropriate? I mean, do you guys think that it's good, or is it too late to conclude at 6:10 p.m.?
Well, if we can, you know, the sessions, you know, setting them on 80 minutes, do we actually need 80 minutes, not 60 minutes per session? That shrink a lot from the day, so instead of ending at 6, probably we'll reach at 4 or something.
But then do you think that, like, a one-hour session would be good? I mean, would it cover what the session intends to cover?
Actually, it depends on the session. For example, if we're addressing the keynote, for example, instead of having 80 minutes on the keynote, maybe we'll have 60 minutes divided on, you know, 15, 20 minutes each if we're having three speakers. But on the other panels, if we're having more, you know, speaker with the moderator, I believe it does require. Last time on, I don't actually recall in Dubai, you know, sessions, was it 1 hour or was it 80 minutes?
No, so actually it was 90 minutes, so it was 1 hour 30 minutes.
Maybe we could, you know, shrink it depending on the speakers and the, you know, presentations, possibly after maybe doing some review. You know, 9 to 6 is almost 9 hours, right?
Yeah, so that is 9 hours, that's correct.
Yeah. So we don't want the people, you know, slow down on the breakout sessions. The breakout session was great on the first version of Middle East DNS Forum. So, you know, starting at 5, maybe 4-ish could be more, you know, more appropriate. If we say, you know, during the refreshing break, the one on 4:30.
Okay.
So, Tom, what do you think? Would it be appropriate for having, you know, the 9 hours straight to all the way to the breakout session?
Well, I guess the breaks seem kind of long to me, but I guess my two questions are kind of maybe tangential to me. One is, are these all panel discussions for the core sessions, and what happens during the breakout session? Maybe you can fill me in on that.
Okay, so actually there is some echo at your end, Tom. I mean, I couldn't get your first part of it, of the talk. So can you please repeat what you said?
Are the core... Well, let me see if I can fix it. I might have to dial in. I'll type it into chat.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, all the core sessions, I guess, are panel sessions. I mean, these are six main sessions, so, yeah, they will be panel sessions. I mean, are you seeing something different, or do you envision something different? And on the breakout sessions, actually, I'm leaving it up to you. I mean, I remember, Tom, you suggested that we have more breakout sessions, so how do you envision these breakout sessions? I mean, during the first forum, we had one breakout session, and the breakout session consisted of three let's say, teams, or let's say three tracks. One track was policy, the other was technical, and the third was a business track. So how do you envision doing the breakout sessions this time around?
I believe, you know, from the previous version experience, the breakout session was on the last day, and it was after concluding all the, you know, sessions. So the attendees had more information. So maybe if we could drop the first breakout session and just have the second breakout session, which is more convenient. It starts early. This is one. Two, it could, you know, take as much as it took last time. So we're having, you know, an hour and a half discussions then, you know, the, where we can do the concluding remarks after the breakout sessions. So instead of having, you know, breakout session one. Instead of having, you know, the first breakout session, having the same group meeting again, unless we're having, you know, two different breakout sessions with two different, like, focus.
Okay, so actually the suggestion of having more than one breakout session was made by Tom. So I think, Tom, you're in a better position to actually explain to us how you envision each breakout session.
So I was proposing that we introduce this idea of the mentoring service during this forum.
Right.
So if people had wanted to reach out to other companies in the industry for ongoing assistance, we could introduce that idea to them. And again, we're starting to blur this a little bit into the DNS entrepreneurial curriculum, aren't we, but here, in terms of what we're talking about. Obviously a different setting.
Well, I mean, talking about this, we actually have a social event right after the, on the end of day one. So maybe rather than having a breakout, and this is just a suggestion, really. So probably rather than having a breakout session at the end of day one, we can just announce to people saying, okay, if you're interested in
you're breaking out, friend.
Okay. I'm going to call in myself.
Fred, can you repeat? You were breaking out after the first breakout session.
I think he has to disconnect.
Yeah, I'm going to call in myself.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
Doesn't Adobe Connect support voice, or it's not recordable? Because Ahmed is unable to connect for the Skype call, and he's just waiting there without
hearing us. Okay, dear friend, I'm not sure what is the issue. I'm using direct connection bypassing. Anyhow, is it possible for you to dial out? Okay, so I'll ask the operator to connect. Operator, are you on the line?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Mr. Operator, are you on the line? Can you hear me? Oops. It seems that the operator is not with us today.
They usually are?
Yeah, they usually are. I mean, these calls are monitored, actually. I mean, we request them to be monitored so that if we have any certain requests, we can just make it.
Maybe you have to press something, like number to ring up. Like pound, you know.
Well, I'm really not sure. I don't know all these codes, actually. Operator, are you on the line?
Want me to try from my end?
If anybody speaks to... Okay, you can try.
Let me just try to press. Mr. Operator?
Okay, successful.
This is Tom again.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome.
Okay, so I hope I don't break out this time. I'm trying to connect actually one of the participants, Ahmed. So, Ahmed, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm online. Thank you for.
Okay, perfect. So actually, I managed to join him through Skype, so perfect. So you're with us now. So okay, Ahmed, can you see the document on Adobe Connect?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me just summarize quickly what we have been talking so far. So the group is fine with the agenda as we speak. We are currently talking about the breakout session. So.
Mm-hmm.
We are just discussing the issue that probably starting an event at 9 a.m. and concluding it at 6:10 p.m. would be maybe too much for attendees to actually attend. So we're talking about 9 hours per day. So what do you think on that? Do you have any comments on the agenda items? Do you have any comments on the time slots and maybe the breakout sessions?
I'm in favor of 9 to 5, which is the standard time for the whole world, but in case of ICANN, it is generally extended up to 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So it may not be the interest of the audience. We have to divide our time between five.
Okay, so I get Ahmed. So now, actually, Ahmed isn't actually a PM problem.
You're breaking up, Claire. You were saying?
Okay, so Ahmed isn't that he's at fun rather than speak. Yeah.
I think the bandwidth jumped. I was barely trying to connect the word you were saying.
Okay.
I can't hear anything you're saying. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, it's a paper of 5 p.m. if you guys can hear me. This is what we discussed earlier. If we're not focusing on the first breakout, then we'll do it on the social event. So we break out at 5. Then, carry that topic around the social event. Is that, Tom, what you're recommending or suggesting? Or?
I guess my original thought was, how do we get people to talk about why they're attending and connect with people who can either have a similar interest or could perhaps help them with a particular issue they care about. And so I thought it'd be, I don't know if this is the right type of event for that, but how do you get people to have the opportunity to introduce themselves and say, hey, here's why I'm here. I'd love to talk to other people who are working on this as well.
Oh, I got what where you're heading. Basically, on the previous forum or from what I've been attending, usually people just try whomever speaker speaking on the event, the audience usually reach out for them, or they usually ask questions and they introduce themselves and, to try to connect socially depending on their capacity during the event. But if you want to make, an official, you know, discussion, because on the breakout session last time, you know, the three groups, they were not, you know, cross-bordering, if we may call it, you know, each group, the technical, the business, and the policy, were just discussing with each other. So the people who went on the business breakout session were not, you know, didn't meet, let's say, the people on the policy. Then on the remarking session, basically, each person who wanted to, you know, speak out, he just stood up and took the mic and, you know, talked about having a general information. He want to, you know, share his ideas. Then it was, you know, closed from, I believe, Fahd or Bahir, having, you know, just concluding the remarks. So it's either on the, you know, the final breakout session or between sessions, which is during the breaks, they could, you know, connect and have socializing on a business or a personal level.
Okay.
So, you know, if, you know, the PC can agree, we could, you know, drop the first breakout session and then we just, you know, break out earlier at 5, as, you know, Ahmed is also recommending. Then we can, on the social event, you know, we just have, you know, just a social event.
Okay,
if
hello
anybody,
everybody,
want to
I'm
bring.
Back on my mobile phone now, so I think this should solve the problem.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Okay, so... Yeah, so what about, I mean, so how do we move forward on this? Well, I personally think that concluding at 6 p.m. would be quite too much, but then I'll really leave it up to you guys.
Yeah, we just discussed this, Fahd, while you're out. Basically, we thought of, you know, dropping the first breakout session, because what Tom was saying that, you know, when people can, you know, socialize or, you know, to introduce themselves to each other and, you know, do whatever, is it business or a social communication. On the last time, we did it on people, you know, just introduce themselves during questions and in the closing remark session as comments. So instead of having a dedicated session to communicate, because the breakout sessions last time, as you know, that they didn't meet each other. Each group, the policy or the business or the technical, was, you know, some sort of doing it to each other. So instead of having the first breakout session, we'll just break out earlier. Then during the social event and during the breaks, and, you know, the people can always meet each other and, you know, socialize on a business or a personal level.
Okay,
are
perfect.
You,
so, I mean,
Tom?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Since Ahmed is not with us, maybe we could write it on the chat. I'll just, you know, quickly draft it.
Okay, so let me, operator, are you on the line?
Oh, my. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I want to provide you with a number. Okay, would you be kind to provide him with a dialogue?
Sure.
Okay, so just a second. Oh, God, let it go. Okay, so the number is, it's a number in Pakistan, so it's +92 333 53 54 513. His name is Ahmed.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really,
all right, pardon me for just one moment. I must have gotten the number wrong. I have 92 603 535 4513.
No, okay, so yeah, so the number again is +92 333 535 4513.
512.
No, it's 513.
3513. So it's 92 333 535 4513.
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Dialing out now.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so let's just wait for Ahmed.
Well, I guess next time I'll request for dialogue assistance, and that should be resolved very soon. I mean, I'm surprised I actually have a 16 meg internet connection, so it should be much better than this.
All right, sir, your party is joined.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So can you hear us, Ahmed?
Yeah, Fahad. Now I'm connected.
Okay. So the gentleman, we were discussing that probably we can remove one breakout session, which is the one towards the end of day one, and probably replace it with a cocktail reception, which is actually scheduled to happen at the end of day one. Am I correct, guys? From the shop, you can correct me if I'm not right.
Correct.
Okay, so here is what I'll do. I'll write these notes to the program committee members, and I'll draft in another agenda where I'll remove the breakout the breakout session at the end of day one. I'll try to expand each session such that it's 90 minutes rather than
90 minutes.
So that we can probably conclude maybe at 5 or 5:30, probably. I'm not sure. I mean, it depends on how it looks. And probably the breakout session on day two, maybe we can shrink it to 1 hour, and maybe just restrict the taking stock and closing remarks to maybe 30 minutes or maybe 1 hour. I'm not sure how it looks like. So does this sound good?
Yes, sounds perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next step I'll do is, as I stated, I'll draft a new agenda. I'll write the minutes to the entire program committee. And once we have the blessing from the program committee, I can share this document, this draft agenda, with the community. So what I'll do is that I'll share it with the Middle East DNS Forum mailing list. I'll reach out to a couple of CCTLDs. I'll send it to my colleagues in ICANN. I'll send it to the IVOC folks. And let's see what kind of feedback we receive from them. And maybe once we receive that feedback, we can do another call where we can finalize the agenda, maybe. And then we can take the next step of actually contact. Maybe we can draw a list of speakers and panelists who can be on these sessions, and then maybe once we conclude that, we can start contacting them. Does that sound okay for all of you?
Fine with me, Bashar.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so any other business? Would you guys want to talk about any other business? I'm not sure. Would you like to talk about the breakout sessions? Would you like to see maybe a similar breakout session as the one that happened in Dubai, or would you like to see a different structure of a breakout session?
You know, from what I've seen on the breakout session, scale of success, it was very great. The participants was, you know, doing very fine, and I believe, you know, having a one moderator, you know, pair group to, let's say, guide or have the, you know, guidance on how, you know, the discussion can be happening, and, you know, collecting the information which will be passed during the closing remarks. Any other, you know, I never been into other breakout sessions, to be frankly honest. Maybe Tom can elaborate if he's been, or Ahmed, if you've been, guys, into other type of breakout sessions.
I think that the high-level topics of policy, business, and technology are good to have.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Do you have
any
comments?
How many attendees do you expect at the conference?
For the breakout sessions or for the, you know, the forum attendees?
Well, overall, so we can figure out how big the breakout sessions should be split up.
I didn't get it, actually.
I'll type it in.
The number of attendees... expected.
Okay, so here is what we did during the previous Middle East PNS Forum. We had these three breakout sessions, where each breakout session has a leader, if you may call, or a facilitator, and we would just announce in the room that, okay, it's now time for a breakout session. Here is the policy folks, here is the business folks, and here are the technical folks. So people would just go to the group that interests them. Of course, everybody will gather within the same room, but at different areas within the room. Now, after the breakout session concludes, the facilitator of each, track will provide a quick, five-minute summary of what was discussed during the breakout session. Now, you're asking about having probably 300 attendees. Well, frankly speaking, during the first forum, we had around 125 attendees. And frankly speaking, this time around, we expect the same number, probably even less. I mean, if we can hit the 100 attendees margin, that would be good. But yeah, I mean, I don't think 300 people will make it. And to be frank with you, the venue can accommodate a maximum of 250 attendees in a chair setup, or maybe 125 attendees in a classroom setup. Well, okay, so during the first forum, on day two, the number of attendees really shrunk. So I think we had, I think it was even less than 60, or maybe less than 70 who actually attended day two. And when it came to breakout sessions, actually some of them left. So I think the maximum number of participants in a breakout session, I don't think it exceeded 20 people.
Okay. Yeah,
but I think the room can accommodate. I mean, even if it's 40 for a breakout session, it should accommodate.
Yeah. You know, comparing Dubai, where more attendees were local from Dubai itself, and people were easier to travel maybe to Dubai. I'm expecting for Jordan could be maybe less. That's why we're expecting the 100, 120 attendees tops. And, usually people on the day two, usually if they are, coming from a company or a government sector, they usually tend to leave earlier than, the breakout session, or they don't usually participate. Last time, I think, the business, which was, I think, the largest, it was, I think, 20 or 18. Then the policy, I think, that was the lowest, than the technical, I think. I think it was ranging between, 15, 20 max, and that was the one in Dubai. So from number point of view, I think it would be very convenient, 10 to 20 pair breakout session.
Okay, so yeah, I'm reading your comments, Tom. That's good. I mean, yeah, we can also actually get some feedback. I mean, once we circulate this draft agenda to the community and see what kind of other breakout sessions they might want to suggest. Let me give you some demography on how I see things here in Jordan. So Jordan has one ICANN accredited registrar. I wouldn't say we have a strong domain name industry. I mean, the CCTLD has something like 4,300 registrations. I don't think we would exceed 5,000 registrations under new GTLDs. Prisons Online is expanding at the moment, but then. I mean, very few entities actually work in the domain name industry and in the hosting industry in general. We have a couple of small resellers. I actually know many of them because I used to work for the CCTLD before I joined ICANN. So in terms of local audience, I mean, I guess it would be the telecom operators who will be attending, folks maybe from the legal department, from the business department, from the technical department, and maybe from the policy department. And then we can probably invite a couple of these small resellers that I know to attend. So my two cents is that most of the attendees would probably be from overseas, probably interested in expanding the domain name industry in the region, or maybe seeking more business opportunities within the country. Large numbers, as I said earlier, I don't expect anything more than 100, 125 attendees. And we could actually have some remote participants. So during Dubai, the maximum number of remote participants we had
was 30 for one of the, I think for one of the first sessions on day one.
Just one question. Would you invite media in this session or not? Or if you invite media, then how many number of people you would expect to attend?
Okay, so actually we have a communications team at ICANN, and they will be handling all issues related to media and interviews. During the Middle East CNS Forum in Dubai, we didn't have our communications manager for the EMEA region, which is Europe, Middle East, and Africa. But then the local host helped us with issues related to media. So, media is something we personally, as forum members, PC members, will not get involved in. We leave it to the communications team, and I don't know. I mean, if our communications director for the region sees that maybe having some interviews with PG members is adequate, we can arrange for that. How about inviting students?
Not only the interviews. Actually, this session would communicate the message in the region. So it would be great opportunity if you invite some media people who have a very large circulation, so they can communicate this message to the general public, so they can go towards IDN, or they may know the changes going on in the internet, so they may be interested.
Okay, so that's a good suggestion. And actually, I personally know a couple of media folks here in the country, and also my colleague who's the communications director for the EMEA region. She knows many of the media outlets around the region. So we've actually be making maybe articles about the next forum just to push it to the media. And that will happen. I mean, this is what we did during the first forum. During the second forum, I think we will be doing more of it because we have a dedicated communications director for the region. Not to mention that actually our local host has one of its companies is very much involved in media, so they will also push it through the media.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
So
any changes on the items of the agenda itself? Any other changes, like we discussed on the, you know, the mailing list that we want to drop, you know, the new GTLDs, some discussion. Then we also spoke about, you know, dropping the INA transition. Then I think Raf just spoke about, you know, having the INA transition. But I'm not sure how clear we are on the GTLD, because Wael said the next round is 2018, so it's too early for us to have, you know, dedicated session for the new second round.
Okay, so that's a good. That's good to mention, Bashar. But I mean, to be frank with you, now that we are removing one of the breakout sessions and deciding that we can actually use the network, the cocktail reception as a place for people to network. I personally I'm not worried that we actually will have the session on planning for next new GTLD. I mean, the reason why I mentioned this in my previous emails was that because we were running too late. So actually, concluding a day at 6 p.m. would be too much. Now that we can remove one breakout session, I think that the agenda with the six main items should be okay. But then, I mean, that's my two cents. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Yeah, if we don't have a replacement session for it or something, we'll definitely can keep them. You know, the idea was, you know, to replace, if we're, you know, needing a slot to replace something, these were the two things that we could replace. You know, this was the discussion earlier. I believe the email from Don was about the CCTLD and how get the Arabic CCTLD. Do we gonna cover this into the to the first CCTLD and their role in the domain name ecosystem?
Okay, so, yeah, actually I forgot about that. So I'll tell you what, let me suggest the following. Let us leave the agenda as is now. There is going to definitely be another iteration of working on the agenda once we receive feedback from the community. So once we, so what I'll do is that whatever feedback we receive, I will write it down in a Word document, and once we conclude receiving feedback from the community, I will circulate this document to the PC members, and I will just try to summarize the main points in it, and let's see how, if we can take another stab at the agenda.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Any other side remarks, Tom and Ahmed?
On this Adobe Connect, there is a question about inviting students. So, Fad, what are your views?
I definitely will invite students from some of the universities here. We might probably. You guys can tell me which kind of students. I mean, should we invite business management students? Should we invite engineering students, IT students, programmers? I mean, I'm not sure. So maybe if you expand on this, I could probably be able to send out invitations to universities to actually send some of their students to attend this forum.
You know, being not much, you know, having complete technical sessions, having the, you know, management information system or, you know, something joined between, you know, business and IT could be more relevant to the guys, you know, to be have more awareness if they're not aware about, you know, this kind of in general, especially, you know, having, you know, the keynote speakers from Mike and Isaac and other, you know, high level, let's say, entities which speaks about the DNS ecosystem.
Okay.
But, you know, Ahmed and Tom maybe could also add from their point of view.
Yeah, I think if we had a session that talked about the opportunities for growth of the internet in the Middle East and say, well, you know, here's what's happened, say, in North America as the internet has evolved and grown, and you could expect similar opportunities to occur in the Middle East. Of course, they already, you know, and so you almost spark some ideas about, hey, look, there's a well-developed infrastructure in place elsewhere. It's starting to get built up here, and here's where the industry needs some fresh ideas and some innovations and some startups to help it grow in the region.
Right. Yeah, so I'm reading your comment. I read your last comment, and yeah, I think this is a good session, worth investigating. I'll just include it in my notes as minutes for the call, and let's see where we can throw it in.
Yeah, I second that also.
You can invite blend of students like from business administration, from law, and from the technical background. So you have to choose universities, and you can write to their head of departments to send some interested students instead of picking some direct students. You can invite through their head of the institutions.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. So, in the timeline email I sent, earlier, we have this probably a period of 4 to 6 weeks where we will be, promoting the DNS forum. So probably during that time, we can probably draw a plan on whom to invite and the target audience. So we can actually include all this in that plan once we start working on it. In the meantime, probably everybody can just brainstorm whom to invite and how to invite. So that would be good. But yeah, I'm taking all this into in my notes.
Perfect. I think this wraps the second version or the second version of the draft agenda. If there's nothing more to be added, I'm done from my end. I'll leave it to you guys if you have anything to add.
Okay, so any further comments from anybody?
Okay,
go ahead. Okay, so I think we can conclude the call now. Thank you, everybody, for joining the call. I'll circulate the minutes. I'll circulate a new version of the draft agenda, and let's take it to the mailing list. Thank you, everybody, and have a good day or good night.
Thank you.